From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There were a lot of people living in a Eureka apartment complex that went up in flames last week, and now some of those residents are saying they've not been allowed back to get their belongings, and many have nowhere else to live. An official number of occupants at the building at Harrison, California Streets is 47, but others have been squatting there, according to the Redwood Times. Floyd Squires owns the building, but it's been under control of a property management group since he filed for bankruptcy last year. An attempted smash-and-grab burglary at a Eureka gas station early Monday happened on the 1600 block of Myrtle Avenue at about 3:30 a.m. Authorities say when they arrived on the scene, they found that the glass front door of the business had been smashed and an ATM machine inside had been pulled towards the door. According to the business owner, nothing appeared to have been stolen. The incident remains under investigation. No suspects at this point in time. A man whom police say threw items out his car window as deputies followed him faces a number of charges now. Started on Highway 36 near Bridgeville when officers spotted a silver Toyota Corolla traveling westbound but repeatedly swerving into the eastbound lanes. When deputies attempted to conduct a traffic stop on the Corolla, the vehicle failed to yield. Deputies initiated a pursuit of the vehicle. However, due to weather conditions, the pursuit was terminated after about 3 miles. The deputies, though, continued to follow the vehicle at a safe distance. As the Corolla approached Carlotta, 54-year-old Mark Brown lost control of the vehicle, crashing it into a ditch. Brown then attempted to flee on foot from deputies. He was taken into custody, continuing to resist officers and now faces a number of charges. Well, a special meeting of the City Council in Arcata happening today in Council Chambers on F Street at 12 noon. The purpose is to hold a closed session with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation. Now, there's no further explanation within the meeting agenda as to what that litigation may entail. With many prospective students, their families, and communities facing hardship due to wildfires affecting the entire state, California State University is extending priority application deadlines for fall 2019 admission to December 15th. The university previously announced a series of accommodations for applicants affected by recent wildfires, but now the CSU has extended the entire priority application window. They say that is to ensure that all applicants have the opportunity to apply to their desired CSU campuses. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.